Readings and homily for December 19th.
No. I got it. This is the fourth time.
A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Thus says the Lord, "You, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his kindred shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God. And they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim shine forth. Rouse your power and come to save us. Lord, make us turn to you. Show your face, we shall be saved. Lord, make us turn to you. Show your face, we shall be saved. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted. The Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Lord, make us turn to you. Show your face, we shall be saved. Lord, make us turn to you. Show your May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong.
then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life and we will call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you. Show your face, we shall be saved. Lord, make us turn to you. Show your face, we shall be
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocaust and sin offerings you took no delight. Then I said, as is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desire nor delight in. These are offered according to the law." Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. And by this will, we have been consecrated. Through the offering of the body of Christ Jesus, once and for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed, that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to first welcome home our son of the parish from seminary. So welcome home, Brett, and I think it's a three weeks of good eating and family and all that. We're also putting them to work a little bit too, so. And I also want to welcome, you know, our Indianapolis Colts fans from yesterday. Welcome our Pittsburgh Steelers fans for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Often at times when I am invited to the house of a couple for dinner or what have you, and just to get to know them, I always ask that couple, how did they meet? And it's wonderful to hear the stories, whether it was a blind date, whether it was, well, she used to date, you know, my brother, and then he, you know, broke up with her, and the next thing you know, I was with her. One woman said she had cataracts and really thought that her boyfriend was a lot more handsome than he ended up. Okay, that was a joke, but no, it's wonderful to hear, and especially the longer they've been married, just to hear the look, their voices, and then see their look in their eyes, just on how they met and how that love grew in their hearts. It was Archbishop Sheen that once said that every person has in their mind the image of the one he loves. It's made up of thoughts, of dreams, of ideals. It's made up of prayers. I think you remember I wanted to marry a tall German woman and have 11 children. So that didn't happen. Oh, there's a knock at the door. But they're made up of thoughts and dreams and prayers. And then one day someone appears, which may seem like an answer to those prayers. And it's often called love at first sight. Archbishop Sheen would then go on to say that it's not love at first sight, it's rather love at second sight. Because every great love is a dream come true. Love is very much like music. You know, when we hear a piece of music and all of a sudden we're drawn to that, we like that, then all of a sudden, you know, we hear that in our hearts. It's that music that brings joy to our heart and we listen to it over and over again. When God willed it to become man, he had chosen a mother from the very creation of the world. God thought long before she was born. She was the dream come true. And in the words again of Archbishop Sheen, she was the world's first love. So God, who pre-existed his own mother, made her just as beautiful, as loving, as kind and humble as he could. On this last Sunday of Advent, the gospel puts Mary at center stage. It's our Blessed Mother who is the purest and the most worthy human vessel of the Word made flesh. She's the living tabernacle of the Son of God. And we are invited. No, we are challenged to imitate Mary in this special role so that we may also experience that joy, that glory of having Jesus in our hearts. In Holy Communion, when we receive our Lord, we receive him body, blood, soul, and divinity. And just as this God-made man was in the virginal womb of Mary, so also is he with us when we receive him in Holy Communion. He's in our hearts. He's in our minds. He's in our souls. This is the reason why, after receiving him in Holy Communion, that we're not supposed to leave in haste. That we're not supposed to leave to beat the crowd. We're not supposed to leave to get to that reservation that we have at the restaurant. We're reminded that it should be our desire to offer thanksgiving, to offer a personal thanksgiving to God for the wonderful gift that we had just received in the Holy Eucharist. It was Pope Pius XII said in one of his encyclicals that when Mass is over, the person is not freed from his duty of thanksgiving. Now, admittedly, the congregation has been officially dismissed at the remarks of the deacon at the end of Mass. But it would be like receiving a treasure, receiving something of great value from someone, and then exiting right away with no thanksgiving, with no appreciation whatsoever. I tell you, it's a wonderful opportunity we have here at St. Robert Bellarmine that we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. What a great way to give thanks to God right after receiving him in Holy Communion. This is a story about a 4-year-old girl. She went to Mass with her mother one Sunday morning. And as her mother came up for communion, she watched intently as her mother received our Lord. And then after Mass, they were coming out of church, and the girl had an unusual request. She said to her mother, "Mommy, can you blow on my face?" The mother was very surprised, and she said, "Well, honey, why would you want me to do that?" And then her 4-year-old daughter answered, "Mom, you received Jesus during Mass, didn't you?" And she said, "Well, yes, honey, I did." And she said, "Then can you blow on my face so that I can receive him as well?" This Christmas, when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus, let us be mindful of the wonderful gift, the wonderful truth. Like Elizabeth, our hearts should leap with joy every time we come here to Holy Mass. We fall on our knees and we witness that miracle on the altar. We should give thanks and truly from our hearts say, "My Lord and my God." This Christmas, let Mary's fiat, let her yes be our yes to our Lord. Let us allow him to occupy our very lives. And let us also say, "I allow you, Lord, who came into this world, to live in my heart forever." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. For the salvation of the world, Christ came to do his Father's will. In her trust in God, our Blessed Mother conformed herself to that same will. Let us all unite in prayer, accepting the will of God, our Heavenly Father.
For the Church of God, that she may faithfully provide for the spiritual and pastoral needs of all of God's children, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer.
That Christmas may bring a lasting peace among nations, especially those in conflict, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God would bestow a greater desire for all to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, and clothe the naked, and take care of those most in need. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That as Mary helped Elizabeth, so may we help those who are pregnant to care for their unborn children. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are in preparation for receiving the sacraments, those in RCIA, confirmation, and those preparing for First Communion, that God will continue to bless them and lead them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, especially for Eve Markey, for whom this Mass is offered, that God would welcome Eve and all the faithful departed into the glories of heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, your Son came to do your will, to make all things new. May our prayers extend his kingdom of mercy, peace, and justice. We ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen. As the altar is prepared, we invite you to join us in singing our hymn of preparation.